Hey guys, welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm your co-host, Shane, and today we'll be continuing on with the myth of Theseus and the Minotaur. We left off last episode when Theseus left Trozen to head to Athens, and this episode will tell of the dangers he met on his way to his father's city. Without further ado, let's get into part two. Theseus hadn't gone far when he met the first danger, who was a giant with a huge bronze club. The name of the giant was Periphetes, and his sole goal was to beat everybody into pulp. Despite having immense strength, the giant was clumsy and a bit dumb. Theseus was very agile and witty, so he easily tricked the giant and got a hold of the club. Theseus then beat the giant to death with his own weapon. After walking another 10 miles or so, the young hero encountered a second opponent. The robber was named Sinus, and he had a very interesting way of killing his victims. Whenever he met a traveler, he would ask for them to hold down a nearby pine tree that he was already bending. When the traveler had got a steady grip, Sinus would then tie the victim to the pine and then let go. You can imagine how the travelers died when they got flung into the sky. You may wonder how Sinus was able to hold down trees. That's because he was a son of Poseidon. Anyway, when Theseus came along, Sinus went along with his usual procedure and tied Theseus to the pines. Unexpectedly, Theseus held down the pines even when Sinus let go. The robber was very confused, so he went closer to see what Theseus's tricks were. The hero then used his other hand to bind Sinus and fling him into the air. Job well done. After traveling for some time, Theseus reached a city called Cromion. When he arrived, he saw people screaming and running away from a giant pig. The pig is known as the Cromionian Sow, and it was a child of Typhon and Echidna, who were both huge monsters too. We will talk about them in Season 3, where we'll explore the villains and monsters. Theseus, being the hero he was, successfully killed the pig and liberated the village from its terrors. More days passed by, and Theseus reached the coastal roads of Corinth. He encountered Cyrn, who was a bandit. Cyrn would use knives to force people to wash his feet, so he was able to kick his victims off the cliff and into a giant turtle's mouth. Theseus was very smart, and he immediately recognized the danger. Once Cyrn was about to kick, he dodged and grabbed the bandit's foot and threw him into the turtle, who was Cyrn's pet. Apparently, it didn't mind eating its master. Compared to the other dangerous bandits, the next guy seems kind of dull. His name was Circean, and he challenged passersby to a win-or-die wrestling match. As you can probably guess, Theseus totally destroyed that guy, and Circean went straight to the underworld. A humorous Greek poet said Theseus closed the wrestling school of Circean. Theseus was very tired after all these adventures, so when he arrived at a house, he was delighted to find the man was kind and offered a free bed. Too bad there was a catch. The man was named Procrust, and there were two beds in the house, one very short and one very long. If the guest did not fit perfectly into one of the two beds, Procrust would stretch or chop off parts of the guest to make them fit. Once Theseus found out, he wrestled the man onto the small bed and lopped off his legs. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode, and stay tuned for part 3 of the Myth of Theseus. Follow me on Twitter @ShortMyths.